Stars Above by Marissa Meyer. Read for you by Rebecca Soler. Michelle slid her fingertip across the port screen, flipping through the album of photos her granddaughter had sent that morning. Luke had taken Scarlett to see the ruins of the Musée du Louvre, and Scarlett had taken dozens of pictures of the crumbling statues and still-standing wreckage. There was even a photo of Luke and Scarlett together, huddled in enormous wool coats beside a statue with one missing arm. The stone woman looked like a third member of their party. Michelle kept coming back to this picture, the only one of the album that had both Luke and Scarlett in it. Though Luke wore his usual detached expression, always trying so hard to look sophisticated, Scarlett's grin was effervescent, her eyes sparkling, one of her front teeth missing, her curly red hair half tucked into the collar of her jacket. She seemed happy. For once, Luke was trying, and that warmed Michelle to her core. It was a welcome change from the usual calms she received from her granddaughter. Home life had been difficult for the child since her mother had left. No, Michelle knew it had been difficult long before that. Though she loved her son, she had known from the beginning that he was ill-suited to parenthood. Too vain and selfish, and his young wife had been every bit as bad. Their relationship had been passionate and dramatic and doomed from the start. They'd been arguing since practically the moment they'd started dating. Big arguments with screaming and smashed dishes and law enforcement called by the neighbors more than once. When the pregnancy had been announced, Michelle had struggled to feign joy for them. The disastrous end to their marriage had been inevitable, and she'd known that the poor child would be the victim of it. Usually, she was forced to read between the lines of Scarlett's comms, as Luke certainly never told her anything. "I'm bored and waiting for Papa to get home," translated to, "Luke is out at the bars again and his six-year-old daughter is home alone," or, "Thank you for the birthday gift. Papa said he was going to take me to a theme park to celebrate once the weather is better," translated to, "Luke forgot his daughter's birthday again and hopes she'll forget all about his promise by the time spring rolls around." Or, "The neighbor brought ratatouille for dinner again, the third this week. She uses too much eggplant, and I hate eggplant. But Papa said I was being rude and sent me to my room." Translated to, "Luke gambled away their food budget this week, but at least this kindly neighbor is paying attention." Unless she's been charmed by Luke's smile and hasn't yet figured out that he's a spineless rascal.